This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Pleasure to have you. I am so sorry about that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Get involved. Get head up to the website. Let's start off there. I want you to head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do there. Now, for some of you who were with me in the last hour with Dr. Dana Chang, and some of you have seen her on some of the shows. And I got to tell you something. It's so nice for once to really get the information. I'll say firsthand, but you know what I mean. I mean, she's been at this for a long time. And for some of you just joining, we were very much talking in the last hour. Well, she brought up the fact that they were being persecuted when they first started Epoch Times. They were being persecuted because they started off, they were writing, if you would, reporting from China. Come on, think about that. So people think the Chinese government started coming in and arresting them for what they were writing because they weren't positive to the cause, if you would. However you want to put it, I don't really care. But they weren't positive to the cause. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. The Supreme Court of California, they're denying the union workers. Now, some of you heard this story a long time ago. There was a bill or a law that ended up happening in California which stopped what we commonly refer to in California as gig work. Now, some of you may not know what that means, and that's okay. I mean, I understand it because it was at one time in my life, I was a little bit in the music world. It's a job kind of thing. You get a job here, you get a job there. You don't really have full-time work. Okay? So, the gig work, this state, this wonderful state, of California decided that they weren't going to let people take advantage of you because you're too stupid to figure it out on your own, right? So what they were going to do is they're going to have, or they were going to have, that you could only do 5 gigs a year. Now, 5 gigs, what does that mean? So if you worked for Lyft or Uber, what that meant was that you could only take 5 trips a year. Come on, let that sink through. If you worked for the media, and a lot of us use people to write stories, you could only write 5 pieces. So if you were a single mom or somebody picking up a few extra bucks writing stories for a website like ours, you couldn't do it. You could only do 5 a year. And some moms, some families, were using that to pick up extra bucks. But think about it. So the state of California comes and says, "Oh no, no, no! You're too dumb to figure out that they're taking advantage of you. You can't do this." Infuriating. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. All right. So in November, voters voted to overturn this rule and allow Uber and Lyft and groups like, I don't know, was it DoorDash, whatever you guys have in your area where they deliver the food for you and you kind of get paid per. And so the voters said, you know what, this will work. This is okay. Single moms who are trying to pick up a few extra bucks, you know, to feed their kids and buy them clothes and that kind of stuff. I mean, God forbid we should allow them to do that. Then think about it. California, they want to stop you to have the freedom to decide where you wanted to work, how you wanted to work, how many times you wanted to work. To them, somehow, that doesn't make any sense. So the court decided not to hear, the California Supreme Court, that is, not to hear a case filed by the quote-unquote rideshare drivers. The problem was when you do a little digging, you find out the rideshare drivers are being supported by the SEIU. Now, the whole idea behind Lyft and Uber and that kind of stuff was to allow people to pick up a job here, pick up a job there, gig work, without having full-time employment because they had kids they had to cater to. Or they had other obligations. But California knows better. So I'm a senior host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different implants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. You know, get involved, get engaged, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take a poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot happening that you can get involved with. You know, I'm talking about the California, what they call it, California gig law. Where basically the legislators here try to take away your ability, you know, single mom, single dad, whatever, family, maybe you have a lot of kids and they just needed to pick up a few extra bucks to work in a gig environment. And again, you, Uber and Lyft are a great example of that. If you have a car and the car passes inspection, you have the right insurance and all that, you can choose when and how long and where to work and how many times a week and all of that. So you can pick up a few extra bucks to take care of your family. California legislators came in and said, "Yeah, you know what? Nah, they're taking advantage of you. You can't have that. You need to be in there full time, or be paid like full time. You need to have health insurance. You need to have A, B, C, and D." It's not what that was all about. So many single moms lost the ability to make money, to make some extra money. It was ridiculous. But the SEIU wanted it. They're the ones that pushed to pull this, you know, to can this. And they're not going to let it go. They're going to keep fighting it, even though they lost. And it's just amazing to me. Now the lawsuit, even though the people voted to get rid of the gig law and allow people to work, the SEIU wasn't happy. This is the problem with the left. They don't care what you want. I've been saying it in the show for years. What they believe to be truth, what they believe is the right thing to do, you don't even have a right to discuss it with them. They're not interested in what you have to say. So right after the proposition passed, right after they saw that they were losing, they filed a lawsuit. And the reason they filed the lawsuit is they said, this law is against the Constitution because it doesn't give the drivers the ability to collectively bargain. I'm sorry, I don't see that in the Constitution. You go to work and you decide, you make it, think about this, you decide whether you want to work for the company or not. It's interesting how these Democrats really believe that you can dictate to a company how they are to operate, how they are to pay people, how they are to deal with things. I, as an adult, I should be able to go in and say, well, let me see. They don't offer health insurance. Pay is okay. The hours are okay. And I'll take the job. Right? You decide whether you want the job or not. They don't think, as usual, they don't think you're smart enough. Come on, think about it. Right? They don't think you're smart enough to figure out what's good for you. But I'll tell you what, they're gonna keep it up. They're gonna keep up the fight. They're not gonna give up that easy. Because again, they're smarter than you are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't know if you guys caught this story earlier. One of the rioters that's been arrested a third time after being bailed out by that... Remember Kamala Harris? Carmela, whatever her name is, you know? Remember she was pushing a fund that was being put together to bail out these rioters. This one particular person was bailed out twice. Right? And now arrested again for the third time. And under investigation for even more crimes. But he needs to be released, right? I mean, I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to keep saying it. They don't care about you. According to the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, Thomas Mosley, 29, had been arrested and released in cases involving allegations that included damaging a police precinct. Not a big deal, right? That was in August and December twice, right? He was arrested again on January 27th, 22 days after his latest release. He's suspected of trying to illegally purchase a gun, and officers are investigating that along with other matters as well. Isn't that cool? Right? Think about it. I find this utterly amazing. Mosley is facing 3 new felony counts on 5th-degree possession of a controlled substance while possession of a firearm for allegedly having marijuana, cocaine, and psychedelic mushrooms. But they're all, they're all legal and good, right? Come on. For anybody who's got any kind of integrity and 2 brain cells to rub together, how could you possibly approve the use of I'll use the street term, which is shrooms. Why would you do that? with the way things are going today, well, why would you make these ignorant people even more ignorant? In the two previous mentioned cases, the new criminal complaint says, let me see, there was property. Oh, this is good. It says it referred to the property damage. He's also possession of a firearm. If this just gets better. The defendant was able to secure unconditional release after the Minnesota Freedom Fund. Minnesota Freedom Fund, who was supported, this is one of many, by Harris. They posted $5,000 in cash in addition to a bond that had been previously secured. How do you keep going through these, getting arrested and being allowed to put up bail? Don't you think after like the second or third time, you're not going to change your ways? Right? The complaint goes on to say that in the case, the Minnesota Freedom Fund was secured, who secured Mosley's release, they actually had to put up a total of $60,000 in bail money. I love it. Well, where did that money come from? It came from Hollywoodites that donated to the cause. People like Harris and others that donated to the cause. Right? That organization alone ended up bailing out individuals, including Demica Floyd, who was charged with second-degree murder after allegedly stabbing a friend to death, Christopher Boswell, who's facing charges of sexual assault and kidnapping. That group put up $100,000 on behalf of Floyd. Won't see him again. $350,000 on Boswell. So it's really cool. I mean, maybe we should change registrations, go out and cause as much havoc as possible, and then they'll just bail us out. I think. Maybe. Tom City Host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Without a single Republican vote, the House has passed a budget measure on President Biden's proposal of a coronavirus aid package. It comes after an all-night session in the Senate with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have been focused like a laser to get a deal done.
On Monday, we will begin working on the specifics of the bills, hopefully in a 2-week period of time. we'll send something over to the Senate.
The goal is to finalize legislation by mid-March when additional unemployment benefits expire. The president reiterated Friday that $1,400 checks are still on the table.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
The president says it is unlikely that his provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour will be approved. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROJOE. 855-732-5562. Be involved, be engaged, be part of. I mean, that's just really what you're part of the solution. And you have to get involved. You have to get involved. You have to get engaged. So, let's do this. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can get involved with. The, you know, I like to call this segment or deal with this segment, like, hey, there's the stories of the week that kind of need, you know, tied up, the loose ends that need to be tied up. When you, the what are we going to call it? The confusion of the left? I don't know what else to call it. You have to think that over three, now the Border Patrol is reporting now that they're having an onslaught, gee, I wonder why, of people coming to the border right now. Over $3,000 people a day are now showing up at the border. And you're seeing those visuals of lines and lines of these people. Under President Trump, only 1,200 a day showed up at the border. But the thing that bothered me, the thing that I saw that was really interesting, is watching busloads, beat up old buses show up with all these people on board. That's how we're getting off the buses. I don't know about you, but you know, I don't see too good. But they didn't have any masks on. They definitely weren't 6 feet apart. But I guess that's okay. If you're coming up from another country, just know you won't need to spend any money on masks. You won't have to worry about it at all. It's just amazing. And they're processed and released. Because, you know, for sure they'll come back, right? You think they gave them a vaccine on the way out? Now think about it. I want you to give this some serious thought to show you how much the left hates you. Give this some serious thought. They're gonna allow thousands of people every day come over the border. No shot records. We don't know what kind of health they're in. We don't really know anything about them. They're gonna process them and release them. But you still have travel. You, as an American citizen, have travel bans on you. In California, you've got counties that you can't travel into unless you self-quarantine. Are you hearing me? You know the joke goes, is this mic on? And then a guy by the name, do I have his info? Yeah, I do. A guy by the name, I think his name is Representative Gene Phillips. He's from a pasty, solid, white area in Michigan. And this is great. And, you know, this is the stuff. I'm going to be nice. I don't want to be nice, but I'm going to be nice. This is the stuff that makes me nuts. So he gets out on the House floor the other day. And he starts talking about finally understanding his white privilege. Right? So take a listen. Love to know what you think. Maybe. If it works.
For I felt that the insurrectionists who were trying to break down the doors right here would spare us if they simply mistook us for Republicans.
All right, I got to play it again. The insurrectionists who were trying to break down the doors. Did anybody on the left, anybody, send me a link, prove me wrong. Did anybody on the left call those people during the Kavanaugh trials, call those people that are trying to break down the doors at the Supreme Court, did they call them insurrectionists? So I say to you, it's not a double standard. They have one standard, theirs.
For I felt that the insurrectionists who were trying to break down the doors right here would spare us if they simply mistook us for Republicans.
Did he get the memo? Was there a memo put out? I mean, heck. Well, or did you have to tattoo an R to your forehead? How would they know?
But within moments, I recognized that blending in was not an option available to my colleagues of color. So I'm here to...
What? Blending in was not an option available to his colleagues of color. In other words, we wouldn't understand that they were white or something. I don't get it. Totally confused. Now, see what I mean? They're going to turn this into a racist scenario. That the MAGA guys were only there to take out the black folk. And the lying by AOC and others was totally dismissed.
So I'm here tonight to say to my brothers and sisters in Congress and all around our country, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. For I had never understood, really understood, what privilege really means.
So, because I'm uneducated, obviously, what the heck did he just say? So, privilege was all about blending in during a riot. I would love this guy during the riot, or riots. Maybe he should go to Seattle and Portland and see how well his privilege would have worked out there with the BLM and the Antifa rioters. Not protesters, rioters. Right? No, he should go there. If he really thinks this is a real thing, go. Your white privilege should save you, right? I'm not there. I won't be there. White privilege. White deconstruction. Think of what I've been talking about this show longer than it was, as of late, how it's such a big deal. But during the Obama administration, when they were talking about, they in schools, they were teaching kids about how bad it was for them to be white. Like they can change it. And I played you clips of white kids sitting in the corner crying. Why? Because they were white. Talk about a head trip. I don't buy it. There are so many black, Hispanics, Asians, whatever. Belizeans. Right? South Americans that come here and do very well for themselves. You know why? Because they push to do well for themselves. They work hard. That's what this country used to be about. They pushed hard to do well for themselves. They came here because they couldn't have those opportunities in other countries. Now we're turning this country into those other countries. The Dems are doing it because they think they can make you dependent on them and everything will be hunky-dory. Work this through. Think about it. And what, again, what infuriates me is we have allowed the left to paint a picture of the right of not being a caring group of people. If the left would actually do some history research, they would find out that socialism doesn't work. It didn't work here in the early days. Yeah, that's right. We had socialism in our early days before we actually became a country. Check it out. I'm not spoon-feeding you guys. And it just doesn't work. And the more you give people, the more they're going to take it. I know if you're one of those whacktoids on the left that's going to send me an email telling me how I'm painting everybody with a broad brush. Well, let me put it back on you. Aren't you doing that? When you make a broad statement, a blanket statement, that you suppress minority voting when you require them to have an ID, why? Because they don't know where to go to get one. They don't know how to get one. They don't have the money. Isn't that a broad brush? Are you saying every minority doesn't know how to get an ID? Did Barack Obama, who's considered a minority, did he have an ID? Do the black cops, do the black firemen, the black first responders, the black hospital workers, do they all not have IDs? You're just a bunch of hypocrites. And you are the true fearmongers. I like that. They're dog-faced liars. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after a break. Maybe we'll hear from Talib, whoever she is. You know? Wherever she is. Anyway, 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers the packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. If you listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, as I said. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. Also, as I told you earlier, you know, we've got a situation going on where we're being, me is being sued by Katie Hill because she feels that I did something nasty to her. I did not. But, you know, the beauty in this country is you have the ability to fight it. They don't just throw you in jail. Well, some people they do, I guess. But thank God they just don't throw you in jail. But, you know, it costs, and there's help needed. So I'm going to leave it at that because I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to holler. Head over to the website, therealside.com/helpjoe. Realside.com/helpjoe. Okay. So before we get rolling on this, for some of you who want to write me nasty emails and tell me I'm making fun of a woman that's hurting, save them because it's not what I'm doing. I am going to make fun of the hypocrisy behind what the woman is saying. But I'm not making fun of her for her pain. Her pain is hers. I don't know anything about it. I don't really need to know about it. I don't even need to understand it. Because, frankly, it's not understandable. Here's a woman who hated Donald Trump. I still have yet to find a person on the left that can actually tell me what the man did that deserves hate. Really did. Not what was perceived or not what they swallowed from the news. I want to really know. Anyway, all right, take a listen. Maybe. You know it doesn't work that way. It never works that way. Of course. Anyhow, as soon as it decides to come up, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Come on, really? Are you really going to do this to me? All right, anyhow, she was whining and crying, right, about the death threats that she got. She didn't care about anybody else's, no question about it. She really didn't, let's just be honest. And, yeah, okay, there you go. Maybe that'll work. And she didn't care about anybody else's death threats. She didn't care about the pain that she's caused. She's only irritated because now it's aimed at her. Funny how it is, they can dish it out to no end, but they can't take it at all.
Thank you so much to my colleague for her incredible courage. I asked her to go last because I get,
what is it called?
Because this is so personal. This is so hard because, as many of my colleagues know, my closest colleagues know, on my very first day of orientation, I got my first death threat. It was a serious one. They took me aside. The FBI had to go to the gentleman's home. I didn't even get sworn in yet. And someone wanted me dead for just existing.
No. Again, let's be clear. Nobody should get a death threat. But don't belittle it by saying they wanted you dead, okay, for just existing, because that's not true. They were mad and upset with you, as many others are. Why? Because you call for death to Israel. You think the Jews should be annihilated. You think that anybody who doesn't, and there are reels and reels and reels of video of you saying it, but you deny it. This is the hypocrisy and the sickness of the left. Look, it's all about me. I'm the victim. Look what they did to me. What about what you did to others? What about how you made Jews feel? You have a map in your office where Israel's not even on there. They don't deserve to exist.
More came later, uglier, more violent. One celebrating and writing the New Zealand massacre and hoping that more would come. Another mentioning my dear son, Adam. Mentioning him by name. Each one paralyzed me each time. So what happened on January 6th, all I could do was thank Allah that I wasn't here. I felt overwhelming relief, and I feel bad for Alexandria, so many of my colleagues that were here.
See? She said this today. She's lying again. Or yesterday, I'm sorry. She's lying again. This is all these people know how to do, is lie. AOC was not there. She was not at the Capitol. She was not where the business was going down. But you'll never hear the media call them out on it. Because the mainstream media are cowards. And you know what bothers me? My friends on the left, and I do have friends of the Democrats, what is starting to grate on me is for 4 years, they would say to me, I like you, but I don't understand you. Why don't you understand me? I don't understand how you can support Trump with everything he's done. And I didn't even try to defend Trump. I stopped. But isn't this funny? How now they're dismissing the lies of AOC. Remember, Trump was the liar in chief. AOC's been caught flat out in a lie. Omar's been caught out in a lie. Tlaib hates Jews. This is all okay. So to my Jewish Democrat friends, you confuse me to no end. You have a group that didn't even go when they moved the embassy in Jerusalem. You didn't even go. Your people didn't go. They didn't have enough respect for you and your belief system, your culture, to go. And the party you vote for holds up and supports a woman that won't even put Israel on a map because she hates you so much. And the funny thing about this, and again, I'm going to insult a lot of Jews here, but I love you people. I have a lot of Jewish friends, but I'm not doing it. I want you to think this is why I'm doing it. If I go buy a gun, I have to go into psychiatric evaluation but you're voting for people who would annihilate you in a heartbeat. Think about that. Come on, just be honest about it. If you're afraid of Republicans that were the ones that are going to hurt you, you are sadly mistaken, majorly mistaken. Who moved the embassy? It was a Republican. Who went to the celebration? A bunch of Republicans. And as far as I know, where I'm at, in my area, the Republicans support the Jews. The Democrats are hard to find.
But as I saw it, I thought to myself, thank God, I'm not there. I saw the images that they didn't get to see until later. My team and I decided at that point we'd keep the death threats away. We'd try to report them, document them, to keep them away from me, because it just paralyzed me, and all I wanted to do was come here and serve the people that raised me.
No, you didn't. You only serve the people that you agree with. Are you serving the Jews? Do you actually take them into consideration? Do you take conservatives in consideration? How about it's just like locally here with me. I have a couple of school board members that hate. They've actually put up on their Facebook page that they hate Republicans. That Republicans are somehow mentally ill, unfit to serve. Well, I'd like to ask them, how then do you serve their children? How do you serve all your constituents? You can't if you have that kind of hate. I don't hate any of the people, even the ones that didn't vote for me, and even the ones that are throwing nasties at me. And frankly, I've gotten death threats too. My very first one was about being dragged around in a parking lot till I was dead. You know, by a car. But I take that, it's just part of what we do. Whether being on the radio, you know, the funny thing about it is when you're on a school board, every decision you make, and I get it, don't get me wrong, I'm not making fun of the parents. But every decision I make only affects that one child. And that's how that parent takes it. And I understand it. I had four kids. I get it.
The people that told my mother, who only had eighth grade education, that she deserves human dignity. People that believed in me. And so it's hard. It's hard when my seven brothers and six sisters beg me to get protection, many urging me to get a gun for the first time. And I have to tell you, the trauma from just being here, existing as a Muslim, is so hard. But imagine my team, which I lovingly just adore. They are diverse. I have LGBTQ staff. I have a beautiful Muslim.
See how they do that? Why would we care if you had Muslims, Jews, Christians? I wonder if she does have any Christians on the team. That'd be curious. Muslims, Jews, Christians, LGBTQ, ABCD. Why do we care? Do you have the best people to serve your constituents? Do you have people that understand your area, that understand the area and the people that they serve? Because that's really all that matters. When you start getting into, I have to have an equal amount of this, 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 and this, that's wrong. If I have to interview 10 people as my support staff, and I need 10 people, I interview 40, and all 10 happen to be black, well, it isn't because I'm trying to fill a quota, because I want the 10 best people. If they're white, so be it. If they're Asian, so be it. We've got to stop this stuff. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back with me next week.